Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Seti J. And, man, it is a beautiful Wednesday. It is hump day. Y'all know how I say when it comes to hump day. Make sure that you hump responsibly and whatnot. But, hey, man, you know, we got another great show for today. It's always fun doing these great interviews. For all these great independent artists, upcoming models, who shoot celebrities, whatever, man. It's just great. We got as we get ready to come closer and closer to the end of the year, it's, you know, just finishing off strong. And, you know, just very blessed to have some people that's in our presence. Yeah, I missed the show yesterday, man. Y'all definitely got to go check that out. That was definitely fun. Had a lot of fun on there. Had some of my good colleagues come to the show and show some love, too. And it was definitely a great interview. So, yeah, definitely got to go check it out. Most definitely. All right. So, today's show, we're actually going to have my boy Belly Castro on the show, and quick tidbit about him. Basically, Belly Castro is another great addition to the Global Tech Mixtape series, and we're going to discuss how he seemed to have found a way to take his troubled childhood and family matters with a strong musical background and play an intricate part into his artist career this day. So, big up to that. I'll talk about his upcoming new mixtape, actually, Inner Demon. So, yeah, definitely check that out. He actually mailed me a hard copy of it, too. So, big ups to that, you know. It's always crazy when you get a chance to really work with people that really start really, really doing some big things with you. So, I really appreciate that. All right. And he should be calling in a bitch. Just chopped it up with him. So, hey, what we're going to do before actually he comes on, let's go ahead and go to some hot mess releases. We got a little bit of time. Let's see, on today's hot mess, y'all missed the hot mess show on Monday, definitely check it out, because I was definitely going in, and y'all know me, I don't hold back. All right, Maestro, please, Musica, thank you. Okay, all right, here we go. They got some more. dang it, how are they going to mess with Will? Will and Jay is such a powerful couple. You know, anytime something crazy happens to them, those people are going to be all over it, like white on rice. So let's go find out what's going on with all that. All right, so compared to the big news is that Will Smith took a blonde out to dinner. All right, let's go find out what that's all about. Because he knows it wait to get us. So let's see what's going on. So apparently in Miami, going to Miami, Will Smith, he was apparently on a dinner date with a particular blonde chick, and they looked very friendly and were later joined by friends. Oh, okay. This is true. They got pictures on it too, so the porch is right there. There's no really, they got some space between each other. They're on a date. I mean, they're not really, it's not they're really just like doing stuff. I'm looking. I'm trying to see if anything is crazy. I mean, it's like it's just like one of those friendly dinner dates. Yeah, I'm really looking at this. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, y'all might be taking it a little bit too far, because especially y'all said they were joined by a friend. Y'all sure that y'all not taking it to another extreme, like a work relationship or whatnot? Y'all know me. I challenge the gossip sometimes. So we'll find out if he really was cheating or not. So they can know this. They get on it in a second, letting you know what it is and what isn't. All right, so. Dun, 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 dun. See what else we got going down. Okay, so reality star Emily B is reportedly pregnant, and it's the baby daddy is between Fabulous and two NFL players. Wow, she was going for a high profile list, huh? All right, so Emily B, star of the reality show Love & Hip Hop, is pregnant. And word is that she spoke with one of the producers about how she could use a pregnancy in next season of the show. So we know what you're wondering. Who's the child's father, they say? It's Fabulous, between Fabulous. And, of course, you know, they're going to be off and on for over a decade. And possibly it could be Michael Vick or Darrell Rivers. I'm so through. This is craziness, man. I mean, the real words, man. He got some cock eyes or something. That dude look crazy. I hope that ain't the baby. That baby gonna come out with cock eyes. All right, so hey, we're gonna go ahead and go to his song real quick, and then we'll be right back. And then we'll go check up and see what's going down with my boy Billy. This is a very hot song from his mixtape. This is called Get Money. Definitely check it out. I love it the moment I heard it. Let's get it.
Damn time. either hate it or love it, but believe I'm getting mine. I gave blood for it, sweat and tears for it. Didn't do nothing but pain, but I maintain to it. Now my swag's back, I'm feeling real good. Don't judge a book by its cover, don't think these niggas hood. I wish a nigga would, and I know you feel the same. Niggas wish they live that life, but this ain't no fucking game. You bang blocks, a couple shots to penetrate your brain. NLC, M&S, forever rep my game. Don't get it twisted, my dude, we are not the same. I smoke 7 blunts a day just to keep me sane. And all these fake bros that ain't noticed you before, gonna be the same bitches around when they see you getting dope. I ain't got time for it, money over everything. If you getting money, do what the hook say.
You getting money, put your hands in the sky. They hating on us.
Cause we getting that money, getting that money. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is your boy, Teddy J. That was Beverly Castro's Get Money, and you're tuning to Life That Does Live, one of the craziest shows on the air. And then to go ahead and get back into it, and definitely check out, if you missed any of the news earlier, too, you know, I would check back on it and listen to any of the shows that you missed, any parts of the show that you missed. Just go to lifeatthedustlive.dustspot.com or go to Dustspot and listen to it on the Life at Dust Live player as well as on iTunes for free. So, hey, that's what's up. Let's go ahead and go to the phone line because it's my boy Belvy right there. Let's check it out. All right, caller, is this my boy Belvy Castro?
Yes, yeah, what it is, man.
Not much, man. It's a pleasure to have you, man.
It's a pleasure being in here, man.
And that's, I mean, you got some classic hood songs, period, man. I'm like, this dude, like, he just writes, he just hides in his basement and just comes up with these nice hooks. Like, every song I pretty much listen to you, like, the hooks on them are so perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. I mean, you can't make a song if the hook's not right.
Right. I mean, a lot of people don't realize sometimes it's something to be extra complicated. Some people, like, that song that gets stuck in your head. Like, the hook on there is like, oh, man, that song is stuck in my head now the rest of the day.
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
First off, man, it's, you know, well, the one thing is everyone want to chop over you, man. You know, you got a lot of stuff on your plate you got going now. You're on the Global Tech Mixtape series. I mean, that's really big. Of course, you also released your mixtape, Inner Demons. It's a lot of crazy stuff you got going now, man. We definitely got to chop up every last bit of it. And also, right, you know, how you got started into it. So, first off, I'm going to chop up, how did you actually get led into doing music?
Well, actually, my late grandfather that passed away, he was he played trumpet with Miles Davis. And so he was into music a lot. And also my father, he was into music a lot. He was just into, like, the choir type because he was in, like, the church and stuff. So I grew up in church and in the choir, and after that I just started listening to hip hop. You know, I like that genre of music because I like all kinds of genres of music, but that one in particular caught my ear, you know what I'm saying? So I just started practicing and doing what I had to do to work on my craft, and that's how I got here.
Exactly. And that's definitely interesting, man. Like, yo, just really working on it, because a lot of people's stories, man, is like really crazy. Like, some of them aren't like what you think it is of a typical rapper's life or whatnot. And for me, I mean, to you, man, it's like I'm really just like paying attention to a lot of stuff you got going on, like your music. And I was chopping it up last night. how, because me being from the East Coast, it's like crazy. Like you have this, you have this true East Coast sound. Yeah, you feel a little bit of that Southern vibe mixed into it. Like, how did you actually come about with that sound?
Well, because I moved around a lot, so I was like, South is like my second home. You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up half my life down south, South Carolina, Florida, you know, Mississippi, Tennessee. I've been down there, so that's how I really, like, you know what I'm saying, got that style on to me. And then coming from being born on the East Coast in Connecticut, in London, you know, that was already in my blood, so.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm rich from Trenton, New Jersey, so. Trenton, make the world take. That's one thing I love about this whole mixtape series. You know, a lot of times I have to connect like artists like yourself that's back over in that area, and it just kind of reminds me back of home.
Yeah,
and a lot of people see, you know, for me, it's like, I guess it gives me the edge because I'm from the East Coast, and then, you know, coming to the South, you are from the East Coast, you have a different way that you can approach being in the South. A lot of people don't realize it.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the next question being, like, as far as Global Tech Mixtape Series, like, how did you actually come about that?
Well, they was just listening. I guess they went to my site, listening to my music, and they liked it. So they hit up my page and just asked if I wanted to submit a track for the Coast to Coast. And they ended up selecting it, putting it on there.
And when you find out you got selected, like, how was, like, your reaction? Because I know some people, they told me to the reaction, I'm tripped out from their reaction. Oh, my God, man, it was like... I'm taking the crap, and all of a sudden, they got an email on my phone. No, they didn't say all that, man.
Nah, what happened was my manager, because he handles all the stuff that got to do with the emails and stuff, because he puts it onto his, and he just hit me up. I was like, yo, you've been selected for the Coast to Coast. I was like, that's what's up. You know, I'm a real humble dude, so I wasn't all like, yeah, but, you know what I'm saying, inside I was. I just keep, you know what I'm saying, try to keep my composure because a lot of stuff's been going on and a lot of people been, like, playing us and stuff like that. So I'm trying to keep it on the up and up.
Exactly. And I mean, I guess we got to say, feel like that, like, this is, I'm a person, y'all know how I am on this show. I will air some stuff out quickly. And my thing is, shout out to people who have managers who are not assholes. Your manager is real cool, man. Like, I've met some people like, damn, are you, I mean, really? I mean, are you serious? Why are you to be so...
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's going crazy.
Yeah,
like, a lot of people get big heads. You know, like, a lot of people that are up trying to make it already got big heads, and they're thinking that they're already there, but they ain't nowhere near there.
Right. I got the people who think they're stars. Like, I mean, I think, like, Kevin Hart said it best. He said he always thinks, like, he thinks of himself as not being a star. You know, he is a star somewhat. That he continually makes himself think he's not, so that he never gets to the point to where he feels like, oh, I'm on top of the world. No one can F with me. Like, type of stuff like that. So, I mean, that's where I live my life, too, man. It seems like that's how you're doing. Like you said, you got a lot of things going on, and I seen it be the theme of this week. Yesterday, we had my girl Yummy. She's been in so many features and magazines and stuff, and yet she still is humble. Like, how do you just remain humble in such an industry that, you know, like you said, a lot of people, once they get a little bit of shine, they get big at it.
It's just that you gotta, because you gotta remember what you're doing it for. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the people got the big heads, that's the one that are doing it for. I mean, I know everybody does it for the money because, you know, you want to support your family and you want to make sure that they don't have to want for anything. But when it's just, you're just not doing it for the family and for the love, you're doing it just for the money and the cars and the clothes and the bling, then that's when they get that big head and they think they're on top of the world. But like you said, you know what I'm saying, you can't do that because anybody can get touched. You can be on top of the world, you still get touched.
Exactly. Oh, all right, so as far like let's talk more about your mixtape, man. You know, like when you made the track, like when you make some of these tracks, like how do you get in the mode of like making like the hooks or what I like? What's the best practices you do to go into making this stuff?
Well, honestly, I don't know, my way of doing things is like kind of unorthodox. It's like what I do is I don't really come up with the hooks first. I come up with the hooks like later. Like what I'll do is I'll throw on a beat, and then I'll just whatever. And I'll say something like, if I feel something's coming to me, I'll just throw on a beat and just keep writing to it. And then once I write to it, then I'll go back. I probably won't even use that track or whatever I wrote to that track. I probably won't use that on that beat. I'll put it on another beat, and then the hook will come to me after I put all three verses on it. Then the hook comes to me because then I put the all three verses together, and then the hook comes.
Well, okay, here's a tough question for you. What's your favorite track that you've done on Inner Demon?
My favorite track is Thank God.
That's on track 13? Okay.
Yeah.
And why is this your favorite track?
That one, because basically, you know, it basically tells you about me, basically. It tells you about what I went through. It tells you basically who I am, you know, and it also, in telling who I am, it's also saying, you know what I'm saying, thank God that I'm still here. I wake up, you know what I'm saying, thank God that I wake up all the time. You know what I mean? I'm not gone. I'm still here.
Man, I'm definitely... I'm definitely gonna be bumping this mixtape hard on the way. I got drive to this event today in Dallas. I'm like,
it's
time to listen for it's time to be listening extra hard now, man. For bump this mug in me. And I'm one of those people, like when a lot of people, I don't realize, like they take people's CDs and they throw them as soon as they get them. Like, I want to people, I don't know, I'm 50, it's like, I feel like a kid in a candy store, somebody gives me a CD, because I'm a person, when I'm in a car, especially in the car, I like listening to music, and like, if I don't have a lot of CDs in the car with me, I feel like, oh, now I got to turn to the radio, which I listen to the radio still, but I like listening to independent artist music, but definitely having stuff like this is, like, cool, and I appreciate you for taking the time. Y'all taking the time out to actually send me this. That's what was also even more crazy. It's people, I actually send you a mixtape of theirs, and they stay right up the freaking street and can't give me a mixtape.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? Y'all like, you stay up the street. You don't make me come in and thump the heck out of you talking about you can't send me a mixtape.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Like, all right, so... As far as some goals like you got for coming up, like what can we expect to see from you in 2012?
Well, year 2012, I got I already put that mixtape out, but I also got Inner Demons Volume 2 coming out. That one should be coming out probably around like March. And then I have I actually got three things going on right now. I got that mixtape, which is already done. I got another mixtape coming out called Fame, FAME, Volume 1. It's called, you know what I'm saying, Fuck All My Enemies. And then I got my album that should be coming out in early summer, midsummer. It's called Gemini. And that should be coming out.
I know, apparently, you know, since it is the end of the world in 2012, you know, we definitely got to gear up and listen to it as much as we can. I don't know, man. I don't think it's the end of the world. I think people are just tone it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
But, okay. As far as, another tough question. I got really, really tough question for you. Now, asking different people. As far as like the most embarrassing moment that's happened to you in your career, what would you say would probably be the most embarrassing?
The most embarrassing was I went to this competition. It was like a show competition type thing. And before we got there, you know, my CD was working, my CD was playing in the car on the way up there. And then when it was my time to get up there, the CD wasn't working, everything wasn't going as planned. So I had to sit there and basically freestyle for my competition instead of doing my music. That was kind of embarrassing.
Obviously, you just threw out there about freestyling. You like, that was going to be my next thing. You must read my mind. You so good, man. I was about to ask you, I always ask everybody every show. But, you know, I just kind of randomly just pick. Oh, this is randomly get somebody. I want you to drop a 16 bar right now on the air as we speak.
All right. Here we go. I got you. Here's my thesis. My words break yours down to pieces. With so much dopeness, I'll blow a hole through your speakers. Peep this. It'll rhyme slinger. My mind lingers. I could count how many shows you rock with one finger. Lyrical gas sprayer. Better wear that vest. Because the stuff that I got, believe it, put a hole up in your chest. Best believe I'm going to put Connecticut back on the map. In fact, I'm approved to all these whack-ass cats that my style's infectious like a venereal disease. And don't ever in your life try to battle me. I got my hands on the fifth and my lips gonna split. God gave me the gift so I'm able to spit and rip MCs like Socrates doing mathematics with ill habits. They got you feeling ill static. It's mad tragic when I'm on the microphone. Your style's corny. You better leave it alone, nigga.
Swag.
Yeah.
Y'all not getting no. I'm a disclaimer of when everyone's freestyling. I always say you're not going to touch a freestyle for me. Because everybody's seen me before. I've never freestyled here before. Y'all know me. I just be clowning around.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's what's up, man. I don't see, that's one thing for me. I'm not necessarily an artist, but I love writing. But one thing, like, just for having fun as far as music, I can never, I don't know, man, how do y'all freestyle? Man, how do y'all freestyle so well? Because when I try it sometimes, it's like, and if I'm inebriated, oh, yeah, you're going to get some real hot bars to me. But if I'm not, nah, you're not going to find that.
Yeah. It's not easy because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, can't do it. But it's just like basically if you're a good speaker and you can speak your mind and you can say whatever is on your mind without holding back, then that's what it is. That's all it is basically is you just speaking your mind. You're talking to somebody. You tell them how you feel.
All right, I see you. And I like to see you. So I guess this guy, you know, dig into myself more. You know, I think that's one of the best elements of hip hop period is freestyling. That's probably, I would say, of all things is freestyling. All right, so like you said, I just copied Demon mixtapes. Y'all definitely gotta check it out. He's doing some very hot stuff. Like as far as your website and stuff for people to check you out, how can they check you out?
You can check me out on Reverb Nation. Just type in Reverb Nation, Belvy Castro, BelvyCastro. You can also catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on MySpace. Catch me on Twitter. Black Planet. You can Google me up. I'm everywhere. YouTube.
Hey, you had a point. You said something about Black Planet. You know, Black Planet is trying to make a little comeback, man. I ain't even going to lie. I'm not going to say it's print. I went on there a little bit,
Like
at least once a week for the past 6 months. So, you know, Black Planet is trying to make some comeback.
Yep. But I'm everywhere, man. I'm on almost every site.
All right, most definitely. All right, y'all. We're definitely about to roll on out. Yet again, man, thank you, Belvy, for coming through the show, man. I appreciate you, and I appreciate, you know, being able to showcase your music and whatnot.
Yeah, Thank you, man. I appreciate being on here. Thanks for having me on here.
All right, y'all. Just a reminder, if y'all miss any part of the show, you can check it out at lifeofthedustbob.dustbot.com or look at the Dustbot, and you can listen on the live player there, as well as you can go to iTunes and download for free. Just type in Life at Dust Live, look for Bill V. Castro, and there you go.
All right,
you can follow me on Twitter, SettyJ Dust, and that's what's up. Roll it out. Remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Bill V. Castro, or where there's a U, there is a way.
Yes,
sir. Tune to that episode of Life at the Dust Live. Rolling on out. And yet again, man, like I said, thank you for coming through again, Belvy.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, in the words of Chris Brown, deuces.